What up, DCS fam? I want to remind you guys that we're doing a live podcast this Wednesday, September 27th at Fate Brewing on 7th Street in Phoenix. So come check us out. It's a live podcast. There's going to be food, drinks, a lot of fun. Once again, Wednesday, September 27th at 6 p.m. Go to the Dana Cortez Show Instagram for all the details.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I have a huge announcement to make. This is very serious. It's the end of an era. Turn your radio up. And it's Friday. What's up, everyone? It's the Dana Cortez Show. Good morning. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony Age.
Play the Taps theme. Play Taps. Rest in peace to Anthony Age Rat Tail.
Yeah, man.
Ladies, he's available.
And I have to say something. My friends have called me personally to say, they're not going to miss it.
Mm.
Not even a little bit.
Surprising that you have friends. Shout out to the Rat Tail guys. And, you know, my homie Eric was telling me one time, he was like, hey, you know what? That reminds me of my ponytail from the 90s. And I was like,
oh,
it's time to go.
Cut the nail in the coffin. Yeah,
that's the nail in the coffin. I was like, oh man, dude. Yeah. So I'm gonna have to look back at that phase of my life and look back at my rat tail.
I will say the amount of women that are be interested in you is going to change because
right?
I've had
right?
so many girls tell me if Anthony got rid of that rat tail, I would totally be into him.
Oh, me too. I've had so many of my friends that are very cute and available, by the way, single Anthony A. And the rat tail's gone. And
that really excite me. You know, I was like,
they gotta love you for the rat tail.
Yeah,
also,
I mean, they ain't like me during the rat tail phase. They ain't like
me
now.
They can't have me.
You know?
They can't have me at my worst.
I don't know. Yo, are they ready for my mustache? Because that's coming,
dog. Oh, no.
Yeah, dude. That was really why
no,
it was. Because I can't have a rat tail and a mustache.
Well, you know, you could have.
No, that's wild, dude. That's wild, dog.
I don't know.
That's some Mexican Joe Dirt stuff, dog.
Yeah, we can't survive that.
Yeah, dude,
yeah,
you can't do both of those, dog. I think I'd get evicted from my apartment.
You know what's crazy, though? The rat tail's back, actually. So you started the trend.
Yeah, dude. You know what? I noticed Special Puma getting on his little, like, mullet kick here. And I was like, oh, okay, I see what's going on
here,
guys.
You're like 6-7 years ahead
of
the trend.
Yeah, dog. That's
it, dude.
The
trend, man.
So, you know, bye-bye to the rat tail. It's the end of an era. And on that note, go download my comedy EP across all different platforms.
For the rat tail.
A rat tail.
Hey, did you save the hair?
No, dude. You got to let it go. I trashed it, dude. A lot of people, like, oddly wanted it. They're like, please tell me you saved it. I'm like, no, you
psychos. Anthony, you should have saved it. Put it in a rat tail CD
no.
and sold it at premium price.
That's rat tail behavior, y'all. You guys gotta chill out. Wild.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go ahead and start with National Online Recovery Day.
Yeah.
You're trying to recover from the rat tail.
We also got National Girls Night In. Hey, this is encouraging all the ladies. Call up their best friend and have a fun girls night.
Oh, that's so fun. Automatic's my best friend. And
I was gonna say,
my husband.
You, and I,
and
you know what, homies?
He doesn't have a vagina. Anyway.
Yes. And we also got National Ice Cream Cone Day. Ooh.
Anybody? Who doesn't love a great ice cream?
Damn, dog.
I just keep thinking about the old school white plain old cones, like from Dairy Queen, when they start soaking that vanilla soft serve in. Come
Damn,
on now.
You know, Big Dana's coming.
Man, I'm telling you, Big Dana knows what's up.
And let's go ahead and wrap it up on this right here. It's the last day of summer.
I'm going to miss her so much. I do. Don't get me wrong. I'm ready for fall. I'm ready for cooler weather. I'm ready for all of that. But there's something about summer fashion that I love. That little Sunday brunch vibe. I like to put my little skirt on, my little tank top. And I'm going to miss that. Some flat gold sandals, something cute like that.
Man. We barely even leave the house. What are
it
you talking about?
We do. Automatic. Don't I look cute? Jeez.
You do. Yes, you do.
What you going to miss about summer? At Dana Cortez on Instagram. Or call us up. 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We are going to break down one of our wildest down in the DMs.
Oh,
we're talking about Damien. Now, the thing is, when he hit me up, he said, I know 100% that my girl Gabriella, her ex is messaging her. That's how that conversation went in the beginning. Take a listen.
She got a DM from her Instagram, and then he sent her a picture of the two of them.
You told me she got super defensive with you right away.
Yeah, I didn't even ask her about the picture. I just looked at her, and she started getting mad at me.
Oh, man.
And she finally told me they'd been in a crazy relationship a long time ago, but that it was over.
So I'm pretending to be her ex's new girlfriend. I call Gabriella in an attempt to try to get her to admit to me is something going down woman to woman. And this is how that conversation went. Why is he messaging you? Just tell me.
We hooked up like 6 months ago, but it was a mistake.
You slept with him 6 months ago?
Hey, Damien, I was just about to ask you to take your phone off of mute. So remember, this is about the time that Damien and Gabriella got together. I guess she wasn't over him. I don't know. She's been blocking him. She doesn't want to see him anymore. But Damien's like, you didn't tell me. You didn't talk to me about it. You hid this from me. And he pretty much ends the relationship.
Did you sleep with your ex?
Yes. You have to believe me. It didn't mean anything. Okay? I swear. And it's over. And like, I'm not into
him. One time?
No, but it's over. I swear. It was that time. Remember, I was confused.
I can't do this. I'm sorry.
Can we just get off the phone, please? I swear. This is over. I love you, baby.
I can't.
Damien, I'm sorry. I just you can't. It's been 6 months. You can't forgive this woman?
I just can't.
I mean, I want them to work things out, but she should have told him.
She
shouldn't have hidden it.
I think that's why I side with him on that one. The fact that he had to find out this way and she couldn't like have the ovaries to tell him.
She's scared, though. If she would have told him, he would have broken up with her.
Well, yeah, that's part of the consequence
of
cheating.
But she did. It was the beginning of their relationship. Nothing now. She doesn't talk to him. She's blocked. She wants nothing to do with him. And that's what this man wants.
But it's a big ask for him to like internalize this and try to like put it away and say, oh, I'm okay with it. That's a big ask.
Line two. Do you think Damien should have stayed with Gabriella and tried to work things out?
Oh, heck no. No way. 6 months ago, I don't care if it was a year ago. If he was with me, no way.
But they were in the beginning of the relationship, and it was a mistake.
Well, she should have told him.
Yeah, I have to agree with Anthony and Automatic, which I don't like doing. But she should have told him
at the time. It was selfish of her not to tell him in the beginning.
Exactly. Why was she turning her phone down? Why was she doing passwords on her phone?
Yes, she didn't want him to find out. You're right.
I've been married. Tomorrow's going to be 9 years. And if I find out my husband cheated on me, even at the beginning, it's done.
You would leave a 9-year relationship over something that happened 9 years ago?
If it happened while he was with me, yes.
You're tough. I would love to say that I would leave you Automatic that easily. But I don't know.
I get what you're saying.
The trust, right?
Yeah, the trust is broken. The feeling is... Yeah.
But you know your man didn't do that to you. I know you. You know, you sound like you're in a very solid relationship.
Yeah, it's just the thought that just knowing that he slept with somebody else, he probably made love to her the way he did to me. He kisses her, talks to her just the way we... Just the thought of those things just... No,
you're already mad and it didn't even happen.
I know. He's already guilty before he did anything.
Since you put it that way, now I'm like, no! That's the worst feeling, knowing that your person got close to someone in that way. Sexy time's the closest you can be with another human being. Don't go sharing that with strangers when you say you love me, when you promise me the world.
So with that said, imagine him just trying to get over it like she wants him to.
Yeah.
It could happen. People forgive people all the time. The only reason I think in this case it probably won't is because she wasn't honest in the beginning.
There you go.
And it's hard to build trust.
Take that for what it is, bro. She's showing you who she is as a person.
You know what really bothers me, though, is that the ex wanted this and he got what he wanted. He wanted her not to have this man anymore so he can mess around with her. Girl, whatever you're doing, Gabriella, don't talk to him either.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I couldn't wait for today's WTF segment because I think mine is hilarious. The Coast Guard just arrested a man in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean trying to cross it in a giant hamster wheel. It's hilarious. I got to put this up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. How did he build this? Someone call NASA.
I was going to say that.
Right now.
It's a lot better looking hamster wheel than I would have thought.
Oh, then you envisioned.
Yeah.
So he wanted to make the Guinness Book of World Records. His name is Risa Bellucci. Is there even such a category in the Guinness Book of World Records is what I'm thinking.
If not, create it your own like my man did here. Something's telling me that he does not have a woman in his life.
Nope.
Anthony, they say he's single.
Yeah,
and
of
he's
course,
from
dude.
Florida.
Of course, dog. All right, dude. From my man strolling in a hamster wheel across the ocean to a street turned into a river of wine in Portugal. A semi-truck carrying over 2.2 million liters of wine tipped over in a Portuguese village, causing it to run down with enough wine to fill an Olympic-sized swimming pool.
Oh my gosh, all I could think of, wine Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, because that's a whole lot of wine, honey.
Well, this woman's going to need some wine. Imagine this. It's the day before your wedding.
Oh,
and
Automatic.
A thief steals your car with your wedding dress in it.
Oh, nice, dude.
That's awful.
It was a $3,000 gown. It was in the back of her Nissan Maxima. It went missing, but guess who came to the rescue? The wedding planner.
Oh.
She put up a Facebook post, and one of the local dress shops let her borrow a new dress.
Oh, that's nice. So the cops didn't find the car or the dress?
No, they didn't find anything.
It was actually the groom. He got cold feet, and he was like, I'm sabotaging this whole thing, dude.
She should have called me. I've got three of them.
Oh.
Ba-dum-bum, all right?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.